Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way weekly meeting. This is for Monday night, and we are glad you have dialed in with us tonight. If anyone out there has opened this message from an archive source, please understand we are on a live teleconference meeting. That means that people will be dialing in from all over the country. We're going to give them a few minutes to get here before we start our message. And anytime, you digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us live, you would pick up your telephone and dial 605-475-2090. Enter your access code 373-363-pound. That will put you in the conference if you are calling at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday night or Friday night. To find out more about Freedom's Way, please visit our website at Freedom's, with an S, freedomswayministries.com. Ministries is plural. God bless you for joining us tonight. And if you'd like to say hello, now's a good time to do that.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah. Hi, Miss Vicki. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, Mitch. Are you off today?
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm home. Yes, ma'am. I'm off today. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. I got a night off.
Well, knowing you as I do, I know you didn't spend it idly.
Oop. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm still nasty right now. Just gotten off the mower. Just get off the mower just not long ago. Just came back. Just came back from visiting Dad. Dad's at Brooklyn Rehab. I just came back from seeing him.
So at 8:30, we'll turn on the.
Okay, I think I hear Marie.
It's Marie and Madison.
Hello,
Marie.
And
yes,
Madison.
And Madison. Hi, Madison.
Hi, Miss Vicki.
Glad to have you ladies with us. Who else would like to say hello tonight?
Hi, Miss Vicki.
Is that my brother?
Good guess.
All righty then.
Hi, Vicki. It's Stephen Sidney from Montana.
Thank you, Steve and Cindy, for being here. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Hey, it's Annette. How you doing?
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! We're doing well. Who is that?
Today's our special day, too.
Yeah, it's, there's our first date 40 years ago.
Aw, I do not remember the date of my first date with Phil.
Yeah, how is my mother, though?
That's still remembered.
However, you know, you guys were a lot younger. Your brain remembers more. Okay, who else wants to say hello?
Hi, Phil and Vicki. It's Finn.
Hey, Finn. Welcome.
Yeah,
hello,
good
it's
to be
Kathy.
With you.
Kathy. Praise the Lord. Are you in Canada or are you in the Philippines?
Philippines. Flight's moved. Has been moved.
All right. Well, welcome. Are there any other hellos before I mute your telephones? Okay. For those of you who are new on the line, what that means is I am going to mute your telephone line from the conference. You'll still be able to hear us, but if you have any background noise going on in your home or your automobile or at work or wherever you are, it will not disturb the lines. We will not be able to hear you. So hang on just a moment.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Freedom's Way Monday night teaching. My name is Phil Burdett, and I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy the benefits of kingdom authority and kingdom living. And anything we can do in that area, we are glad to help. And one way to grow in the Lord is with these weekly meetings. So we're glad you're with us. You will be blessed tonight. We have a second part of the series, Understanding and Moving in the Anointing of God. So buckle your seatbelts and get ready. And I will pray us in and get started. Father God, we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Lord, that you are with us this evening. And that your anointing is on the word, on the anointing. And we just thank you for that, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the glory. We bow our knee to you this evening. We worship you, Father. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all that you're doing in our lives and all that you will do and for who you are. So we give you all the honor and the glory tonight. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we turn aside any assignment from hell that would attempt to blunt or distort this message in any way. And we again say, Holy Spirit, have your way in this message tonight and bless your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. Last week we began a study to gain more understanding about the anointing of God, and we will continue as the Holy Spirit leads us deeper into that subject. Scripture revealed some basics about the anointing. First, we saw that the anointing is not for only a few chosen individuals. It's for all of God's children, that everyone has been given an anointing from God. We saw that the anointing is always with purpose, and its purpose is always God's purpose. We also saw that the anointing comes with an appointing from God for certain tasks, and it empowers us to successfully accomplish them. Many of these attributes of the anointing are evident in our foundational scripture, which is Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Which states how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So, how do we know the anointing is in us? Again, the word is clear in both the Old and the New Testaments.
Okay, let me read that. And also, if any of you missed last week, just send me a text at 904-993-2876 and request that playback, and I'll send it to you. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 15 to 22, it says, "Be you mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. That was referring to the entire nation, not just to the guy out front. Hallelujah. And then in the New Testament, 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
Amen. So, the anointing is in us.
Amen.
It has purpose, and it has power. On this earth, we need God's anointing to flow in us and through us. So our prayer tonight is that you will begin to get in a real revelation of who you are and the anointing that God has given you. As we speak, we expect revelation to be birthed in your spirit. You will get revelations beyond the words of my mouth because of God's anointing in you. Revelation is simply that which has been covered being uncovered, so you can see it. Many people believe, and some churches even teach this, that Satan was put on earth to test and torment us so we could be proven. Well, we think it's just the opposite. We believe we were created to torment the devil. And it's time for us to recognize the anointing of God in us and torment a few devils. Amen?
Amen. My favorite thing. So God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, some people think they can't do the things Jesus did because, and I quote, Jesus was God. I'm not. Some people think he was half God and half man, but that is an incorrect belief. Jesus Christ was 100% God and 100% man. And while he was here on the earth, he operated as the 100% man with the 100% anointing of God. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Think about this. If Jesus was operating as God and not man, he would not have needed to be anointed. The anointing was already there. God is the source of all anointing. So if Jesus was operating on earth as God, he would not have needed God to anoint him in order to do good, to bring healing, and to free people from the oppressions of the devil. Amen?
Amen. God anointed Jesus, and God has anointed each one of us. What are you doing with the anointing he smeared into you? Most people simply keep it to themselves, but we are here to encourage you to spread it around. We have learned that the only things you get to keep are the ones that you give away. Anointing is like love. It grows when you give it away. It doesn't diminish. When you use God's anointing in you to do good, heal the sick, and cast out devils, It increases in you so that it gets down into your bones. It oozes from your very being.
Amen.
So here are a couple of scriptures that prove this truth. In the Old Testament, 2 Kings 13:21, and it came to pass as they were burying a man that, behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet.
Wow.
Acts 19:11-12. Acts 19:11-12, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
You carry such an anointing, we all do. And the more you exercise it, the more you get it, the more it grows. And as that happens, it just gets down into you. And even the things you touch become anointed by you. As we begin to get a revelation of our anointing, admit we have it, and begin to impart it, we lose the fear and the doubt that have controlled us and limited our effectiveness. And then we're able to reject the lies of the devil, all those lies that he has instilled in us about our inabilities. Oh, you can't do that. Are we weak? Oh, you bet. But we're anointed by God. We're anointed by God with the yoke-destroying, bondage-breaking anointing. And nothing can stop the anointing of God. It is the anointing of God that will allow us to live a life of breakthrough for ourselves. And it is the anointing that enables us to bring breakthrough to others. There is a difference. Hear me when I say this. There is a difference in a church that operates in power and a church that just operates.
That is true. 1 Corinthians 2:3-5. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Thank you, Lord. Pardon me. One of the sayings in the book, The Thursday Gift, is this: the world is crying out for a gospel it can experience, not one it just hears about. The gospel. The world is crying out for a gospel it can experience, not one it just hears about. This is what Paul was talking about in this verse in 1 Corinthians. We need to learn how to tap into the anointing that God has put within us and, like Paul, present to the world a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. Our faith has to be in His power, not in His promises. Oh, I stepped on somebody's sacred cow. We believe His promises, yes. But our faith has to be founded in His power, not His promise. It is His power and not His promises that cause faith to rise up in others. Why is it that some people's prayers seem to get picked up and answered, and other people's prayers just lie there at God's feet like a dead thing? Isn't he listening to everybody? Doesn't he love us all? Well, the answer is yes, he loves us, and yes, he hears us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yet there are some specific reasons spelled out in Scripture as to why prayers are hindered. So for the sake of time, we're not going to name them all. This message is about the anointing. Let's just say that some people have learned to tap into the anointing, and some people are in unbelief that they have any. Those who can draw from the anointing within are able to put a demand on heaven that others never even thought possible. Not long ago, we heard a man say that we can only advance in the things of God to the point of what we will settle for. Anything beyond that comes with doubt.
Wow.
Consider Billy Graham and the anointing of evangelism he carried. He did not preach a complicated message. He did not stir up people's flesh and tickle their ears. But he tapped into the anointing and the appointing of God to use that anointing, and hundreds of thousands of people received what he had to say. His anointing brought him before kings and priests and presidents and world leaders of every sort, and helped change their lives and shape history around the world. And because of his anointing, faith arose. And it was not faith in the wisdom of man, but faith in the power of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, people are not interested in hearing about God. Most of them have heard it all. They know it anyway. They're interested in experiencing God. They need the touch from heaven that opens their heart, that changes their circumstances, the touch that heals their bodies, that sets their minds free from fear and torment. They need that touch from God that brings peace and joy and love into them. People need a now word. They need a now answer to their problem. Now, let me just kind of step back here and say, there may be somebody out there listening right now, and you might start feeling condemned by the devil, because that's you. You're the one who needs faith to rise. You're the one who needs the touch from heaven, the healing in your body, the peace in your soul. And here comes Vicki and Phil telling you to let your anointing flow out. First, know this. If you are feeling accused and condemned, it is not God. That is the devil. That's a lie. And next, realize that your feelings can't stop the anointing of God. I will say that again. Your feelings can't stop the anointing of God. When you don't feel like praying and expecting a miracle, do it anyway. Do it anyway. Remember, we read Paul's words. Phil just read them to you. He himself was weak and fearful. He was trembling. Are you greater than Paul? But we all have access to the power of God within us to step up and step out.
Amen. And just a brief testimony. I'm going to interject this. There was a situation, a friend of mine, whom I came into their house, and I was talking to this person, and I noticed that she had a mole that I had never seen before on her forehead, and it was black, and it looked menacing. And I said, I'd never noticed that before, maybe because of the way that she wore her hair or whatever it was. And immediately, without thinking, I took my hand up and placed it on it, and I started praying for her. And, you know, it was like, without even thinking, I prayed for this person. And she closed her eyes, and she had talked to me about having made an appointment with a dermatologist, and she had it on the calendar. And she closed her eyes, and she received the prayer, even though I didn't have really faith for this at this time. It was not my faith. And when she closed her eyes for about a minute afterwards and opened her eyes and pointed to the calendar and said, I won't be needing that anymore. And I said, okay. And I actually forgot about the situation and really didn't give it. It was not my thought or my faith applied to it. And about 3 days later, I got a call. It was on my answer
machine.
A machine. What do I call it?
Voicemail.
Thank you. On a voicemail. And it said, Phil, the mole is gone. And it took me a few minutes to get it. And I said, you know, in reality, it wasn't my faith. So the anointing operates many times, even though we don't have the faith that to believe it. So it's there. Praise the Lord. I hope that blesses somebody. I think it was for somebody out there to receive that. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 3:14 through 16. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We all need strengthening in our inner man, don't we?
Amen.
Strengthened with might is not just survival strength. Oh, Lord, just let me make it through the week. That's asking for outer strength, and we're talking here about inner strength. Unfortunately, most of us Christians are living by the outer man and not the inner one. The anointing has to do with our living from the inner man and not the outward one. Releasing the anointing from our inner man has to do with four things. And again, you can release it without having some and with even without your faith involved, but it just allow the Lord to work through you. But anyway, let me read these four things. Number one, do I believe I have this anointing? Do your best to believe that. Number two, have I tapped into the anointing? Allow God to use you. Three, am I exercising the power of God through the anointing? Do you allow him to? He will exercise. He will do it. And number four, how big is my faith in the anointing?
How big is my faith in the anointing? Here's an example. Can I believe the anointing to heal a headache but not cancer? You know, we need to be strengthened in our inner man in these four areas so that we can flow in God's anointing and do like Jesus did. We need to be going about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. In order to accomplish that, we have to be totally dependent on the power of God inside of us. Not yourself. If we are totally dependent on the power of God in us, if I am totally dependent on the power of God in me, then it doesn't matter if it's a headache or a heart attack. Nothing can stop the anointing. So strengthen yourself in these four areas. I'm going to go into them again before I continue. Do I believe I have the anointing? Hopefully by the time you get done listening to us, you will believe it. Number two, have I tapped into the anointing? Number three, am I exercising the power of God through the anointing? And number four, how big is my faith in the anointing? Let's go back to the ones that I mentioned earlier, those who need the anointing to flow into them for healing or peace or whatever. You may believe you're lacking something, even though you have the anointing too. You find it easier, it's an easier time for you to pray in the anointing for someone else than in believing it for yourself.
That's true.
This is what you can do. Pull the anointing out of them. That is what Phil's friend did. He wasn't even thinking about flowing in anointing, but he carried it. And when he prayed for her, she pulled that anointing out of him. When someone prays for you, begin in your heart and in your mind to put a demand on God's anointing in them and draw it forth. Pull it out and receive it. It doesn't matter that the person praying for you isn't a big name preacher. You don't have to be a conference junkie. You don't need to follow every healing ministry that comes along. You don't have to be in every meeting. Go to a neighbor. Call a friend. Get your own children to pray for you. Or the kid next door. There is a powerful, powerful anointing in the prayers of children. They don't know enough to be afraid they're going to mess something up. They haven't been told, you know, that there's a possibility, oh, you're not going to do it right. They're not afraid. Remember this. There is no little Holy Spirit. There's not. He's the same in the youngest believer as he is in the most seasoned among us. So, well, here, take a lesson from the woman with the issue of blood.
You'll find that story in Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 46, which states, "And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched." I'm pronouncing that right.
Staunched.
Staunched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
It stopped.
When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throngs you and presses you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." This woman drew on the anointing. She put a demand on heaven. She touched the hem of Jesus' robe. It doesn't say she grabbed it or held on to it, or even that she touched his body. It doesn't say she had him lay hands on her or pray for her or even look at her. He didn't even realize it was happening until it happened. He wasn't having faith for her healing. But she had the faith to believe that if she touched his robe and the anointing he carried flowed out of him and into her to set her free. She believed that it was going to happen.
She was drawing the anointing out of him.
Amen. God doesn't mind that. In fact, he doesn't mind it. In fact, he likes to be touched. It's a compliment to him when we trust his anointing and draw on it to set us free from bondage and destroy the yoke so that it can be put back, it can't be put back on us again. If you don't squeeze an orange, you won't get any orange juice. You can just put the orange on your counter and talk to it and say, come on, orange, give me juice. And you can't get anywhere begging for it either. Please, orange, give me some juice. I know you have it. You could give it to me if you just would. Come on, please.
You know, that's a lot like what we do with God's anointing. He has given it to us. He has put it in us. He's smeared it all over us. He's rubbed it into us. But we wait for it to happen instead of working it. People in the body of Christ like to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, especially this gift of miracles. But according to the scripture, that's not the gift. I want to read it to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues.
Did you notice? It isn't the gift of miracles. It is the gift of working of miracles. God is certainly not out of the miracle business, but we've got to work them. They don't just happen. They happen because someone puts a demand on the anointing of God and pulls it out so that the miracle is worked. The gospel is demonstrated in power.
Amen.
And not just in word.
Amen.
It is revealed by the wisdom of God and not man through the anointing inside of us. We work the miracle, and the gift is given to the one for whom it was meant, the one who needed the miracle. Fear of man, fear of failure, fear of disappointment, fear of rejection, fear of looking bad. All kinds of fear will come to hinder us from drawing on the anointing. We all have to decide if we're going to have faith in fear or if we're going to have faith in God and His Word.
Amen.
I don't care what the devil says. God said, the God of the universe, the God who holds all things together, the God who is the source of life and strength and power, God said, so what if the world says otherwise? God said, we can begin to draw on the anointing with what God said and putting our faith in what God said. We can put a demand on His word, bring forth His truth, and receive His blessings.
Thank you, Lord. You know, there are, in that story, I was just thinking, in that story of the woman with the issue of blood, lots of people were touching Jesus in the press when the woman with the issue of blood touched him. But hers was a different touch. Hers was a pull, a draw on the anointing. She had heard about it. Maybe she'd even seen something. Who knows? And he felt the anointing go out of him. He called it virtue. The anointing was not intentionally imparted, but it was imparted nonetheless. You know, and please hear my heart. This is not boastful in any way. It's really an honor. But there are times when I can be around people, not in a ministry capacity, just talking about anything at all. And they will begin to feel joy rise up in them. That is an impartation of anointing that they have drawn out of me. The Lord graciously gave me joy. If I were to tell you my testimony of how many times I've been rejected, deselected, abused, abandoned, and betrayed, you would think, why is she happy? But God has given me that joy, that fruit of the Spirit in a strong anointing. And, well, there's one lady who comes to see me frequently, and not so much since I've moved from Jacksonville, but she's a really strong woman of God. She doesn't have any major issues, you know, but we need accountability with each other, don't we? And usually we just talk and see where the Holy Spirit takes us. And I asked her once why she kept coming every week. And she said, I need my Vicky fix. The joy that flows. There was a flow of anointing between us that served both of us and God very well. She touches him through me, and power is released. And I am sure that many of you have similar friendships and similar experiences. Praise the Lord.
So let's begin right now to draw on the anointing within us and each other in order to work the miracles that are needed in people's lives. Let's bring freedom from oppression to our brothers and sisters in Christ to break and destroy the yoke of bondage from hell. And we have to be stretched a little bit. So praise the Lord. I have another testimony. It's not personal, but it has to do with what I heard Sid Roth say one time, that when he first got saved, he was really excited about God and the anointing, and he was telling his brethren and cousins and all about it. And then one of them, he said that God would heal him, and he started praying. The guy, he put hands on the guy, and then he said to himself, Lord God, you got to come through on this. I'm going to look really bad if you don't come through on this. And he prayed for the guy, and the guy did get healed. So, you know, it's stretching out. And sometimes you're going to feel a little funny about it, but there is a stretching, a step you have to take for God to meet you with his anointing.
That's something that too. I always said, you know, if you can work with God, you got to learn to take big steps. But I was a guest at a church a few years back. This was up in Ohio, and the worship leader guy had an issue with his leg, and he had had it for months and months. And he had had all kinds of people pray for him and whatever, whatever. And after our meetings, And everybody was basically gone, but they were packing up and all. And I had a feeling that there was something going on. And I said, can I, you know, is there something I could help you with or pray for? And he said, well, no. And then he stopped. He said, well, I do have this thing with my leg. And he described what was going on. And he said, but, you know, I've had people pray for me for months about this and nothing's changed. So, you can pray for me if you want to. But I really, you know, I don't have any faith that it's going to work. And I started to say, well, okay, there's no point. But then God stopped me. And I just looked at him. I said, well, you know what? It's not up to your faith. It's not even up to my faith. It's up to God. And he wants you to be healed. And I prayed for him. And the pain went away from his knee and his hip. And he was moving all around like there was absolutely nothing wrong. He said, that's a miracle. No, I said, no, that's God. But now, you know, I can look back and say, that was the anointing. That was the anointing of God. Nothing else. Also, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to those in the world who do not know Jesus. Those who love God, but have not recognized the Messiah. And yes, I am thinking of the Jewish people. It may seem that we're all about Jewish people these days, and maybe we are, but it's because of the revelation that without them, those who were not a people but now are the people of God, I'm in that group, folks. We would not have known the need for repentance. We would not have known remission of sins. We would not have known our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, the greatest Jew that ever lived. So don't miss that field of the mission. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to invite you all to pray with me. We pray out loud because we want the angels to hear so that they can be released to perform our words. We also want the demons to hear so that they will know they no longer have a place with you. Hallelujah. So here we go. Father God, thank you for this word.
Thank you for this word.
Thank you that I am your anointed.
Thank you that I am your anointed.
That I carry your anointing.
That I carry your anointing.
I repent to you, Lord.
Repent to you, Lord.
For allowing fear to hinder me.
For allowing fear to hinder me.
From flowing in your anointing.
From flowing in your anointing.
I repent to you, Lord, for unbelief.
I repent to you, Lord, for unbelief.
For trusting worldly wisdom.
For trusting worldly wisdom.
Rather than drawing from your wisdom.
Rather than drawing from your wisdom.
I repent to you, Lord.
Repent to you, Lord.
For denying the anointing.
For denying the anointing.
For withholding the anointing that you've given me.
For withholding the anointing that you've given me.
I repent to you, Lord.
I repent to you, Lord.
For not bringing forth.
For not bringing forth.
A gospel people can experience.
A gospel people can experience.
Instead of one they just hear about.
Instead of one they just hear about.
I can see that it is up to me, Father.
I can see that it's up to me, Father.
To work the miracle.
Work the miracle.
By tapping into your anointing.
By tapping into your anointing.
Oh, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
Oh, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
I break agreement now.
I break agreement now.
With fear.
With fear.
Doubt.
Doubt.
Unbelief.
Unbelief.
I break agreement with fear of man.
Break agreement with fear of man.
Fear of ridicule.
Fear of ridicule.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure.
Fear of disappointment.
Fear of disappointment.
Fear of rejection.
Fear of rejection.
And any other fear.
And any other fear.
That has kept me from moving in your anointing.
That has kept me from moving in your anointing.
I break agreement with self-doubt.
I break agreement with self-doubt.
I repent, Lord.
For
thinking others can do it better.
Thinking others can do it better.
And so avoiding opportunities.
And so avoiding opportunities.
To step up to pray for people.
To step up to pray for people.
To speak your word.
To speak your word.
To work your miracle.
To work your miracle.
I break agreement with unbelief.
I break agreement with unbelief.
I declare to you that I believe I am anointed.
I declare to you that I believe I am anointed.
I declare I will tap into the anointing in myself.
I declare that I will tap into the anointing in myself.
And in others.
And in others.
I will exercise your power.
I will exercise your power.
Through the anointing in myself.
Through the anointing in myself.
And others.
And others.
And I will grow my faith in the anointing.
And I will grow my faith in the anointing.
So that I am assured.
So that I am assured.
Your anointing in me and others.
Your anointing in me and others.
Is great enough.
Is great enough.
To accomplish any purpose.
Accomplish any purpose.
Any healing.
Any healing.
Any miracle.
Any miracle.
You alone are God.
You alone are God.
You're the God of all power.
You're the God of all power.
The God who created the universe and everything in it.
The God that created the universe and everything in it.
The God who holds it all together.
The God that holds it all together.
There is nothing too difficult for you.
There's nothing too difficult for you.
Oh, Father, I ask that this truth.
Father, I ask that this truth.
Settle in my inmost being.
Settles in my innermost being.
Bringing power.
Bringing power.
That transforms your promises into benefits.
Transforms your promises into benefits.
In my life and in the lives of others.
In my life and in the lives of others.
And I declare to you.
And I declare to you.
The blood of the Lord Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus.
Yeshua Messiah.
Yeshua Messiah.
Is all powerful and effective.
Is all powerful and effective.
To free me.
To free me.
From fear.
From fear.
Doubt and unbelief.
Doubt and unbelief.
And release me.
And release me.
Into a greater flow.
Into a greater flow.
Of your awesome anointing.
Of your awesome anointing.
Ooh, hallelujah, amen. Okay, I am going to take the sword of the Spirit of God and sever generational cords of iniquity, evil soul ties, ungodly soul ties that have held these hindrances and these fears in place in your life. I cut through those cords completely. The traditions, the legalisms of the generation, the religiosity of the generation. I cut that off from you now. I release you from that. And I send back in the spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to you. I take back for you every godly thing you are meant to have. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak to every spirit of fear that would stop you from releasing the anointing. I speak to fear of man, fear of ridicule, fear of failure, fear of disappointment, fear of rejection, and fear of any other thing. Fear of not doing it right. Fear of not getting a result. Fear of fear. I speak to pride in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You don't have a place in the body of Christ. I cast these things into the pit that burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I speak to self-doubt. Doubt of God. Doubt of the anointing. Unbelief, mistrust, distrust, anything at all that would stop you from moving in the anointing of God. And I cast those things out, come up and out from every cell in their bodies, every thought in their mind, every emotion in their heart. Get up, get out, and go. You have no place here. They broke agreement with you, and you cannot stay. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, that you are our deliverer. I thank you that your anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, fill us up, Lord. Fill us with your perfect peace, that spirit of shalom, from the top of the head to the sole of the foot. Fill us, Lord, with truth that we can rest in you, truth that we carry your glory, your anointing, and you want us to release it. Fill us with truth, with your purity and your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Take a breath out there. There are so many things moving in the Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to send your angels of burning and judgment, destruction, to put to flight these things that don't belong in your body. Keep them moving out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep them moving out. Burn them up. Send them into your consuming fire. Hallelujah. Oh. You're free, children. We're going to teach you more about the anointing next week, though. If anybody has a comment or a question, you can push the *6 keys on your telephone keypad. That will unmute your phone. We'd love to hear from you. Please keep your comments brief. *6. You got a few minutes. Come on. Speak now. Avoid the late rush. Well, we were either really clear or they're all confused.
I'm just looking at my notes. I like what you guys said about how she touched, the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She just believed, and there was no special need. She believed, and she reached out, and God moved with her.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yep, she put a demand on heaven. As I understand it, the covenant promises were represented in the fringe of the garment. And she was reaching into heaven to touch the covenant. If I could just touch it. We need to be doing that. We need to be reaching into that covenant, putting a demand on him and on the anointing and pulling it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Fred.
Amen. Good words.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Jesus. Powerful, powerful word, brother and sister. Thank y'all.
Bless you, Mitch. Thank you, Annette.
You hear Annette over here crying?
Evie.
Oh, okay. That's the cat. I'm sorry. She's listening to the prayer.
The cat's getting delivered.
That's right. All right, brother, sister. Love y'all. Thank you.
Love you, man.
Thank you, Mitch.
Love you.
Hi, Vicki and Phil. In 2003, I was at a healing service in North Carolina, and I reached out, and I had the most unbelievable healing I had ever, I'd never been around anything like this before. And I was playing in the spirit probably for about an hour, and it was the most beautiful encounter I've ever had with the Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
I just wanted to say that.
And I was with my cousin Carol.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was with my cousin Carol, my cousin that's real sick right now in Cincinnati. Anyway, because she was taking me to healing services because I had an accident. And I was so touched.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But I wanted to share that and thank you for tonight.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a service where we were praying for lost relatives, and actually it was at a Messianic congregation years ago, and a lady prayed for me, and I went up there, and she prayed for me and touched me, and I laid down on the floor and absolutely wept for it seemed like hours and hours, but I know it was at least an hour. And I know when that anointing is present and the heart of God is being touched, you will be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything to say or comment, question?
I get it.
Kathy?
Yes. Hello. Good morning from the Philippines. I just want to say thank you. Such a powerful message today. And it's I'm also grateful that two of my friends, Jane and Yen, are here with us this morning. And I'm just grateful that they're able to hear the word today. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us, ladies.
Morning in the Philippines. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did hear someone else.
Oh, I was just going to share. I was down at my church park mowing today, and I just felt to start praying for whoever came to my thoughts and my mind, and I just started crying on my mower. I couldn't help but cry for quite some time. And I feel like after listening to this message tonight, there was an anointing for that, for I don't know what all, but I just have such a compassion for all the people that I was praying for, and it reduced me to tears. And it really was interesting. I really felt a real victory today on that mower while doing that.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and yes, that is the anointing. And when God moves on us like that, it gives us Now, as you go through these messages on understanding the anointing, you will recognize that is the anointing that God has smeared into you, and he's bringing it out. You know, so often we will just melt down in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it's because we have it in us. And every one of those experiences, when we understand what it is, then we can begin to channel and direct the anointing of God, that flow from heaven, that river from the throne of God, that wherever it flows, there is life. We can begin to tap into and direct that. You know, right now it's just, before you understand it, it's just a great experience with the Lord. But once you realize that's in you, then is when you can begin to release it. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I almost felt like it was like you were saying, my leg was bothering me today, and I just thought, you know, I'm gonna start praying, and I just felt such a victory going through me to get done what I needed to get done, and just felt the peace of God, and just by I guess just dwelling in the Spirit.
Amen.
You know.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay.
Amen. Anybody else? Are we praying to this week? Father God, we just thank you for your word going forth. We thank you for that it will not return void, that it will accomplish what you have sent it to do. It will touch the hearts of your people. Help them grow in you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us with our unbelief. Help us in all areas, Lord. Restore to us the joy of our salvation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your tangible presence now that's bringing peace to your people. And as Aaron, the high priest of the children of God, in Numbers, the 6th chapter, blessed the children of Israel, the people of God, bless you now with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and in English. God bless you as you receive. In Yeshua's name, amen. Yivarech Adonai. Ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha yifunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'yasem lecha Shalom. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. I thank you, Lord, for blessing your people, blessing us, Lord. Your presence, your purposes, your plans, we give you honor and glory this evening. We bow our knee to you, mighty God. All that you are, all that you say, all that you do, we give you honor and glory in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We will be back here in the morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. Also, Friday night, we will present this message again. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Bye now.
Bye. God bless.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
And good morning, ladies in the Philippines.
Good morning.
Good night.
Have a great
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good night, everyone.
Hey.
Good night, Marie. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question for Phil. I'd asked him yesterday, and I forgot what he told me. I was asking him about going through the first five books of the Bible to find out where Jesus is in the Bible. And Phil, you told me a scripture to read, and I forget. He was out of the Old Testament. I don't know if you remember, happen to remember it, but it was regarding Jesus, you know.
Yeah, Isaiah. Read Isaiah 53.
Yes, Isaiah
53. Okay. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. You guys have a great night.
Thank you, Fan.
Yeah, it was good stuff again.
Bye now.
Bye.